You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with The New York Times and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
I just want to tell you all how happy I am to be back in the studio making a picture again.
How happy we are that it's movie time. Movie date time with our movie date team. Rafer Guzman and Kristen Meinzer, they are here. In addition to hosting the podcast, Rafer is film critic for Newsday. Kristen is culture producer for The Takeaway. Welcome back, guys.
Hi there.
Let's talk with the sessions right at the top. You saw it, Kristen. What did you think of this movie about a very unusual setting for a romantic comedy?
Yeah, we have somebody who is very, very disabled. We have his sex surrogate who is going to help him lose his virginity in his late 30s. And I have to say, I absolutely loved this movie. And I laughed and laughed and laughed through half of it. And I cried and cried and cried through half of it. And it was so sex positive and it's so life positive, not to sound like a hippie here, but it just makes you feel like you want to go out there and live life. And the whole time you're watching the movie, you're just cheering for him to have sex. All I was doing was just, please have sex.
And he does. Spoiler
and he sure
alert.
Does.
Yes, indeed. So John Hawkes, Helen Hunt, William H. Macy, great performances.
Oh, they're all fantastic. William H. Macy is not the most convincing priest in the whole world, but he's really, really enjoyable.
All right. The big release this weekend is Cloud Atlas, an amazing book. The Wachowskis are behind this project. Yes,
that's right.
The Matrix
right.
folks. Let's hear a clip.
I have fallen in love with Louisa Ray. Is this possible? I just met her, and yet I feel like something important has happened to me.
There is no way you have any idea what this movie is about from that clip. This is a difficult book to bring to film. Rafer, what'd you think?
Well, it's six interconnected storylines, past, present, future. You know, that's Tom Hanks. Halle Berry's in the film. Everyone plays multiple roles, multiple genders, ages, races. The idea is that these storylines are all connected somehow, that there's a lot of ideas about past lives, future lives. It's a really well-acted film. I just didn't buy the underlying idea.
Didn't hang together.
I just don't. Nothing actually is connected in any real way in this film.
An inception you can't believe.
Yeah, sort of. I mean, I don't buy this kind of this squishy cosmic notion about everything is connected when you can't show me that they're connected in any real way. And that was a big problem for me.
Zen Master Christian? Christian, what do you think?
I have to say that's the only thing I did find that actually was slightly enjoyable about the movie was like, oh, these are the ways these are connected. And I saw how everything was connected, but I thought they just kept on hitting me over the head with it, telling me over and over again, just in case you don't know, I'm Tom Hanks and I'm here to tell you that this is connected to the last story you heard.
All right, so Cloud Atlas. If you don't want to see Cloud Atlas, you've got this opportunity.
If you want to get out there, you got to make it through more than half a mile of this just to get in position. So you got to conserve all the energy you got. What's this?
Gerard Butler in a surfing movie, Chasing Mavericks. Rafer, what do you think?
It's an inspirational movie. I think if you want to go see a movie that is just purely uplift, inspiration, no conflict, no drama, this is probably your film.
And if none of those work, you got Paranormal 4 for the Halloween crowd. Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday and co-host of the Movie Date podcast, and Kristen Meinzer, culture producer for The Takeaway and co-host of that Movie Date podcast, which you can find at thetakeaway.org. Have a great weekend, guys.
You too.
Thank you. You too.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.